proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Hello, friends. This is John Lawrence, the Director of Ministries here at IBJM. And in our previous program, I shared with you some of our experience down in Mexico recently, where we went there to have a candidate school and also to participate in a four-day focus on Jewish missions. And I had shared with you about the candidate school and how we saw many, many people come out. We had more than 20 families in the school when we got down there, and some of them new applicants and some of them people already on deputation who'd been approved before. As we continued on the Monday, of course, the candidate school was on Friday and Saturday, and then we were in a very vibrant church down there on Sunday at San Luis Potosí. But on Monday, we had scheduled interviews with most of the applicants who came and also with a few of the families on deputation. And it was really a great privilege to sit down with these young families down there in Mexico and to hear how their heartbeat is so strong for ministry, first of all, and then for Jewish missions in particular. And of course, it was an opportunity to get to know many of them better as we talked with them and heard what the Lord has put on their heart to do. You know, most of them were really very impressive. The church we were at has a Bible college, and they have over 400 students. And several years ago, they started a school of Bible translation to train Bible translators. They have a 2-year program for that after the basic school. So it's an exciting thing that is going on down there in these churches and schools. Many of the candidates that we interviewed and saw have already been involved in extensive ministry, and some of them even in church planting, that is, planting churches there in Mexico. There were families desiring to serve in Israel. There were other families who wanted to go to several countries in South America, Chile, Argentina, Venezuela, and of course, there's an advantage for them there because they already know Spanish, and those countries speak Spanish. And then we also saw some folks who were interested in going to Canada, particularly Toronto, and also to Greece, and several others as well. But obviously, as you can see, we're really wanting to go to the uttermost part of the earth, as is mentioned in the Great Commission. Now, Mexican churches are sending missionaries now in large numbers, and they are also supporting them to go in large measure. They are sending teams into other Spanish-speaking countries, not just for Jewish missions, obviously, but they had a number of people in the conference there at the church, several people from Ecuador and several Mexican missionaries who were already working in Ecuador, and they have sent whole teams down to countries like Ecuador to plant churches in that place. And so it was an exciting thing to hear and to see all about that because they had many missionary presentations in the conference meetings that we also attended while we were doing our own candidate school and also interviewing our candidates. One family we met, the Martinez family, was especially impressive. Brother Martinez is really a very fine example of the high quality of the applicants we saw who the Lord is calling out. He was a licensed architect and a prominent professional in Mexico before surrendering to the ministry several years ago. He lives down in very southern part of Mexico near the Guatemala border. And since he surrendered and prepared himself through a Bible college and so forth, he and his family have located down there in southern Mexico. And they have planted 8 churches in the last few years, I think since 2007 maybe or 8. He has trained a man for the ministry to work with him, and together they travel to preach and teach in those churches every Sunday. Each of them preach in 4 churches. He has a time for each church, travels around. They're not necessarily that close together either. And he had had Brother Samuel Esquivel, our Hispanic Ministries Director, in to preach on Jewish missions last year, and his churches began to support Jewish missionaries, some of these other Mexicans who were going out in Jewish missions. And now, just this past year during a meeting, he surrendered himself to serve in Jewish missions, and he particularly desires to go to Israel. What's more, his 10-year-old son, Paul, is also called to Jewish missions, and I'll tell you about that next time. Thank you for listening, and God bless you today.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.